Here's everybody's favorite blogger from CanadianThinker.com, Freddie P. joins us here on a Monday morning. Frederick, how are you?
Very good, MacArthur. How are you today?
I am doing okay as well. We've been talking a bit about, of course, Japan and what's gone on there since Friday. Your take, Freddie, on what you've seen unfold over the weekend.
Well, I just think, and you know, this isn't meant to sound selfish, it's more thankful. You know, we're blessed, the country that we live in. It's just so hard for Canadians to relate to disasters where tens of thousands of people die. Of course, they're giving the death toll at 1,000 or 2,000 right now, but we all know it's going to be in the tens of thousands. And it's just hard to relate because a disaster to us would be, what, an ice storm about 15 years ago? And rarely do we have multiple deaths. So it's just hard for Canadians to get their head around what these people are going through.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and it's hard even just to process the video we've seen. I was just mentioning a second ago that seems like it's something out of a James Cameron film, Freddie, to me. Like, it's just special effects in a Hollywood blockbuster, not something that's really happening.
Well, MacArthur, can you imagine? You get the warning to get out of your house, you go to higher ground, and you stand there and watch everything that you've worked for all your life get washed away in seconds. How do you even begin to appreciate the emotion attached to that unless you live it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just found watching that video on the news channels this weekend just very humbling. And by that, I mean that Mother Nature, just we all balance on the head of a pin here, and there's nothing like the ultimate power that Mother Nature carries.
And what's so frightening is that you see all those cars just get picked up, cars and trucks, transport trucks, and they get washed down city streets, and then you look to see if there's people inside. Well, there has to be in some of those vehicles, and what kind of a death or demise is that, to be driving along and then all of a sudden you're part of the ocean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll tell you, it's exhausting to even think about.
It certainly is, but I guess maybe the one good thing out of this, because we always got to find a positive, is much like what happened in Haiti and in Christchurch, I mean, this is really a call to humanity in a way, not to be too maudlin about this, but it's a call to us all just to help out our fellow brothers and sisters in need.
And I don't want to be a downer on this note, and I understand the government of Japan is a lot more above board than it ever has been in Haiti. But some of the reports we're getting out of Haiti and what percentage of the aid money actually got to the problem and to the people is shocking. So part of our strategy with Japan is pick your charity wisely. I understand the Canadian Red Cross has already collected about $2 million. You can't go far wrong with the Canadian Red Cross. But when you donate your money, you're just hoping that it's not making somebody else rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a word to the wise for everybody here, because there'll be, unfortunately, a lot of scammers out there on the internet looking to collect here. And you're right, Freddie. Make sure if you are going to put your money towards something, it's a legitimate organization, such as the Red Cross, has been around for a long time.
Yeah, you can't go far wrong that way.
All right, we'll continue to watch that story, of course, with interest in the coming days and weeks. Also making news here today, Fred, is that the Toronto Maple Leafs may be for sale. It looks like the teachers want out of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment.
Can you imagine how long this story will probably take to unfold? 66% of the MLS&E is owned by the Teachers Pension Fund. There are so many levels to this transaction. It makes your head spin. Larry Tannenbaum, obviously, he owns 20%, his company, and he has first right of refusal. So I imagine at this point he's scrambling to put together some kind of a consortium. And then there's Rogers, apparently are interested. And the latest I've heard, the company that you and I work for, Corus Entertainment, their parent company, Shaw Communications, may be interested. So it's going to be a lengthy battle, and the final price tag will probably be dizzying.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be staggering because, as you just mentioned there, there's plenty of suitors. But why do you think that the teachers, the pension fund, why do they want out now?
Well, I heard on the weekend, and from what I read, they think it's at the ultimate price right now. for how they conduct their business and how they invest for the future. They just think the timing is now. Do it now. Grab your money while you can now. What goes into that thought process, I don't know. That's for bigger minds than me. But, you know, investing, it's all about timing. And apparently that's what it comes down to.
Okay, I guess the big question for fans is, would this change in ownership, whoever it may be, is it going to produce a championship? Because the argument has always been that as long as the stands are full, the teachers and the other owners don't really care about a championship. Would a change in ownership kind of change the culture around the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Well, it's hard to figure out this one because you and I work in the radio business. If we provide a bad product, we don't make money. It's that simple. But this is the most bizarre situation whereby Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment provides a very bad product, but all they do is make money. Think about it. The Toronto Raptors and Toronto Maple Leafs, two of the worst performing, producing, as far as results, sports teams in North America, yet the parent company makes a killing off them. Like, it goes against basic business sense. So it's hard to put your finger on what it means in the future, because whoever invests in MLS&E, they're doing it because it's a great money-making venture, not because they've got a good hockey or a basketball team.
So would you like to see somebody with and I can't even name who it would be, with huge bank come in that really loved hockey rather than it be, you know, Corus Entertainment or Rogers or one of these media conglomerates who's just buying the Maple Leafs as a property to put on their other properties?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you can be too passionate and you can screw it up that way. So I don't know, MacArthur. It's the great unknown. What Brian Burke is doing right now, I think he's on the right path under the current ownership. I would just hope if anybody come in, once and for all, they would say, okay, we've chosen a direction, we're on a path, let's stick with it. Because there's no magic solution other than a little bit of patience and, you know, shrewd maneuvering within the system. I mean, with a draft and the way, and now there's a salary cap, there's only so much you can do. Mm-hmm. So I would say stay on the path you're on now, regardless of who the ownership is.
Yeah, and I've never really bought into that argument we were just talking about, that ownership didn't care, though, because when you think about it, people that have got this sort of money, this sort of bank, they're winners in life, and they like to be winners. And I think that, you know, the Leafs, you know, they're spending near the cap or close to, and wouldn't they like a big playoff run? That would be just more money in their till. So I've never bought this fact that they just don't really care if they win a championship.
No, it's like $3 million. For every playoff game. So, of course, they want that. And, you know, before the salary cap, the Toronto Maple Leafs were one of the highest spending teams in the National Hockey League. So that argument really doesn't hold water. It was just mismanaged the way the money was spent. You know, at the end of the day, sure, the teacher's pension fund, it doesn't really matter to them at the end of the day whether the Leafs make the playoffs or not. Okay, there's another $10, $12 million in the kitty. But when you're talking $1 billion or $1.3 billion, in the big picture, it really doesn't have that much impact. But the Toronto Maple Leafs were always big spenders prior to the salary cap. They just didn't know how to spend it properly.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to have to be a big spender to step up and buy the teacher's portion here. If it is our company, Corus, do you think we can get in the fine print anywhere? Season tickets for Freddie P. and MacArthur?
Forget that. I want to be general manager.
Okay. Yeah, promote from within, right?
Yeah, you know all that stuff I said about letting Brian Burke do his job? If our company buys it, forget what I said. I want to be general manager. I'm a winner in moments.
Freddie, you have a great week. Good to talk with you as always, pal.
Oh, MacArthur, I'm loving you like a brother.
Right back at you. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.